Hello, this is Anmati. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Thursday, June 19th, and coming up in today's episode, will India send AI-171 black box abroad as it is allegedly damaged? Judicial panel recommends removal of Justice Yashwant Verma over burnt cash discovery. New revelations in Raja Raghuvanshi murder case. And Trump says he may do it after Iran's irreparable damage warning. The flight data recorder from the Air India Dreamliner 171 that crashed in Ahmedabad on June 12th has been found damaged, officials confirmed NDTV has learned today. The recorder, commonly referred to as black box, may need to be sent to United States for further data recovery. The black box, which includes both the cockpit voice recorder and the flight data recorder, was retrieved approximately 28 hours after the crash. Though often called black, the devices are painted bright orange to aid recovery amid wreckage. Sources said, and I quote, "The final decision on whether the black box will be sent to the US will be made by the Indian government," unquote. If approved, it is expected to be taken to the National Transportation Safety Board laboratory in Washington, with Indian aviation officials accompanying it to oversee the process. Flight AI-171, a Boeing 7878 Dreamliner, was en route from Ahmedabad Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel International Airport to London's Gatwick. The aircraft went down just moments after takeoff. It is believed it was in the air just for 30 seconds, crashing into a student hostel at BJ Medical College in Meghani Nagar area at 1:40 p.m. A fire broke out following the impact. Of the 242 people on board, only one survived, and several other on the grounds were killed. According to the Ministry of Civil Aviation, the aircraft lifted off at 1:39 p.m. It climbed to an altitude of under 600 feet before stalling. 36 seconds after the departure, a distress call was received by air traffic control. Contact was then lost, and the aircraft struck residential buildings located near the airport perimeter. Among those killed on the ground were 33 residents of the college hostel, young medical students. The CVR in this aircraft model, delivered in 2014, is believed to store up to 2 hours of cockpit audio. It captures flight crew communication, radio transmissions, and warning alarms. The FDR, on the other hand, stores critical flight parameters such as altitude, speed, heading, and aircraft control inputs. In modern aircraft like the 787, it can log thousands of data points every second. Investigators hope analysis of the data will offer clarity on what caused the crash. A high-level judicial committee has recommended the removal of Justice Yashwant Verma, a former Delhi High Court judge, following the discovery of burnt cash at his official residence earlier this year. The three-judge panel appointed by the Supreme Court conducted an extensive investigation, interviewing 55 witnesses and recording Yashwant Verma Justice's own statement. The final report, 64 pages in length, has been submitted to President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi. According to the report, quote, "money and cash was found in a storeroom located within the premises of 30 Tughlaq Crescent," unquote, which was officially assigned to Justice Verma. It further notes that the access to the storeroom was limited to the judge and his family members, with no outsiders permitted without approval. The incident came to light in March when a fire broke out at the judge's government bungalow. As firefighters tackled the blaze, they reportedly discovered large piles of partially burnt 500 rupee notes in the storeroom. One witness told the committee, "As I entered, I noticed a large pile of rupees 500 notes lying on the floor. I was shocked and surprised to see such a huge amount of cash." The report says these bundles of burnt currency were highly suspicious and could not have been placed there without the active consent of Justice Verma or his family. The panel also reviewed the involvement of Justice Verma's daughter Diya Verma and his private secretary Rajinder Karki. It was alleged that Karki instructed firefighters not to mention the cash in their reports. In its conclusion, the committee stated, and I'm quoting, "the misconduct found proved is serious enough to call for the initiation of proceedings for the removal of Justice Yashwant Verma," unquote. Justice Verma, who was transferred to the Allahabad High Court shortly after the fire, has denied any wrongdoing. He told the committee that neither he nor his family had knowledge of the cash, and that the storeroom was separate from the main residence and accessible to others within the compound. This recommendation now moves the matter into a political arena. Sources indicate that the impeachment process could begin soon. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju is expected to consult political parties to build consensus, a necessary step in what could be the first ever removal of a sitting judge in India's history. The murder of Raja Raghuvanshi in Meghalaya, a case that began as a search for a missing honeymoon couple, has now uncovered a trail of deceit and premeditated crime involving over 200 phone calls and a hidden identity. Police have confirmed that Sonam Raghuvanshi, who surrendered earlier this month, made at least 234 calls to a man named Sanjay Varma in the weeks leading up to and even after her wedding. But investigators say Sanjay Varma, who was for a while a mystery, was actually Raj Kushwaha, her lover, who helped plan the murder. According to call records, the two were in constant touch between 1st of March and 8th of April, often speaking for 30 to 60 minutes at a time. Police believe Sonam saved Raj's number under a false name to avoid suspicion. Raj worked as an accountant in Sonam's family business in Indore. Their relationship continued even after she married Raja Raghuvanshi on 11th of May. After the wedding, the couple travelled to Meghalaya for their honeymoon. On 23rd May, they checked out of a homestay in Nongriad village, but they were not seen again. Raja's body was found on June 2nd, around 20 kilometres away. Police say Sonam hired three hitmen, Akash Rajput, Vishal Singh Chauhan and Anand Kurmi, to carry out the killing. The men were arrested from different locations in Uttar Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh. Sonam's cousin, Jitendra Raghuvanshi, allegedly helped arrange the payment. As the search for Sonam intensified, she was finally tracked down in Ghazipur, Uttar Pradesh and surrendered at Nandganj police station on 8th of June, the same day when the hitmen were caught. Sonam's brother Govind Raghuvanshi told reporters on Wednesday that he had no idea who Sanjay Varma was, that he only learned of this name being mentioned in the case for the first time on Wednesday. On June 11, Sonam reportedly confessed to planning and executing her husband's murder. The case had shaken the community in Indore, where both families are from. Govind added that the family has now cut all ties with Sonam. He expressed his support for Raja's family and said they will stand with them in the fight for justice and even demanded the death penalty for his own sister. The standoff between Iran, Israel and United States is intensifying with powerful warnings exchanged across capitals and fears of a wider conflict going day by day. On Wednesday, Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei issued a stern message to Washington saying the United States would suffer irreparable harm if it continued to interfere in the Iran-Israel conflict. Just hours later, US President Donald Trump responded with ambiguity, telling reporters at the White House, "I may do it, I may not do it. Nobody knows what I'm going to do," in a truly Trumpian style. President Trump was addressing questions on whether the US would join Israel and in its military campaign against Iran. He added that his patience was wearing thin, though he stopped short of committing to a direct military action. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei hit back at what he called a demand for unconditional surrender from Tehran. Quote, "The US president threatens us with absurd rhetoric. The Iranian nation is not frightened by such threats," unquote. Meanwhile, Israel says Iran has continued to target civilian areas, claiming multiple missile attacks for a sixth consecutive day. Air raid sirens rang out across major cities on Wednesday evening as residents were told to seek shelter immediately. Both Israel and United States have maintained that Iran must never acquire a nuclear weapon. While Israel has already carried out strikes on above-ground nuclear sites, some of Iran's key enrichment facilities, Israel says, remain underground. US officials say Iran's uranium enrichment has reached 60%, just shy of weapons grade. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff said this cannot be allowed. President Trump echoed that view, saying they cannot have a nuclear weapon. However, Iran MFA spokesperson has now been quoting a IAEA director's comments wherein he has said that Iran was nowhere close to developing a nuclear bomb. Rafael M. Grossi had said, quote, "We did not have any evidence of a systematic effort by Iran to move into nuclear weapon." To this, Ismail Bagai replied on social media, "This is too late, Mr. Grossi. You obscured this truth in your absolutely biased report that was instrumentalized by E3 and US to craft resolution with baseless allegation of non-compliance. The same resolution was then utilized as a final pretext by a warmongering regime to wage a war of aggression on Iran and to launch an unlawful attack on our peaceful nuclear facilities." He then asked, "Do you know how many innocent Iranians have been killed, maimed as a result of the, quote, criminal war? Misleading narratives have dire consequences," he said, and demanded accountability. Quote, "You betrayed the non-proliferation regime. You made IAEA a partner to this unjust war of aggression. You turned IAEA into a tool of convenience for your non-NPT members to derive." That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.